And I want to make sure that I let you know that I've got a special guest that's going to join me here in just a minute. It's one of my patients, Cindy East from North Alabama. As I mentioned earlier, most of my patients, I don't get a chance to meet them. I actually meet them by phone for the first time and work with them by phone. But Cindy actually came into my clinic, and tonight I've invited her to join us to share her story, a little bit about her journey. And then after I do that, then I'm going to take your questions this evening and see if I can help you in your quest to feel good again. So, Cindy, if you're on the call, if you can hit *6, that'll bring you on the line live.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you taking time to do so.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your history, what you went through, and some of the issues that you were struggling with before you and I met?
Well, before I met Dr. Murphy, I had gone probably to at least 8 doctors. The last 2 were supposedly fibro doctors. This is over about an 8-year period. None of these doctors mentioned to me vitamins, natural supplements, or even food, the things that we eat being able to alleviate fibromyalgia. I had doctors tell me to go home, be prepared to sit in a chair or lay in a bed, to quit my job, to just be prepared to be what I call homebound.
Wow.
And it's depressing. It was very depressing. When I came to you, I was probably taking somewhere between 12 and 15 prescription drugs, antidepressant, painkiller, blood pressure, cholesterol, medicine, restless leg syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, and we could go on and on and on. None of these, I had taken these for several years. I could not tell any difference in the way they, I could not tell the treatment was doing me any good at all. And when I was looking for somewhere else to go, I looked in my email one day, and there was an email from Dr. Murphy. How it got there, I will never know. He did not have my email address. Evidently, maybe a friend or something sent it to me, and that's how I met Dr. Murphy. I called the office and made an appointment.
And so tell me, Cindy, I know when we first started working together, and that's what I was just talking about a minute ago, about all these different medications. I mean, you were on quite a number of medications. How many medications are you taking now? How many prescription medications?
Absolutely. Well, actually, I do still take one prescription medication for sleep.
Yeah, right. And when you, and that's quite a success story right there, that we were able to get you off all those different medications, which, as you said, really were not helping, and all of them had potential side effects. So, well, tell me, when you came in, when we first started, your pain was really intense. I mean, you had all-over pain everywhere.
I did have all-over pain. It was very intense. There were times I would just lay on the sofa or bed or at floor and just absolutely cry for 30, 45 minutes at a time. I could not deal with the pain. It was so intense.
Well, the listeners don't have the pleasure to know you personally like I do, and they probably don't realize just what a tough person you are. And for me to hear that, I mean, I know that. I knew that about you because I, of course, you know, shared all this in our interview when we first started working together. You're a go-getter. I mean, you're a doer. You don't really complain much. That's not normal for you. So for you to be having that much pain is really, and to hear it again is pretty shocking.
It was very, very debilitating, yes, sir.
And then, so the other thing is your energy, which again, I mean, you're a go-getter, doer, and, you know, work full-time, and your energy was just so low. I mean, you were really almost kind of down for the count.
Yes, I had gotten to where, had I not changed my course of trying to treat the fibromyalgia, I would have had to have quit my job, I would say, within 3 months.
Yeah, I remember that. And so tell me, you've done so many things. I mean, we're still working together, and you're still making improvements. What do you think has been the biggest help that we've, what has been the biggest help that we've done so far?
Well, in the beginning, the biggest help was just actually somebody validating the fact that I was not crazy and that this was very real and that there was hope.
Yeah.
Because from the first time I came to the office, I knew I was where I needed to be.
Yeah, I think so many people, they just get so beat down from going to doctor to doctor that really doesn't listen, and a lot of times, unfortunately, really doesn't care.
Right, and I had gotten to the point, I had so little energy, it was hard for me to walk to the mailbox.
And then tell me about you had these mental clarity issues. You had fibrofog, which you said that was one of the worst things you had.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bad, and the kind of job that I have, it's not something that you can do with fibrofog.
Mm-hmm.
And that has gotten so much better. And energy wise, I'm walking again. I used to walk. I used to run every day, and I am, I can walk again. I can walk 3-4 miles and be fine.
Mm-hmm. And I know we had worked on your headaches, and of course, unfortunately, you had to have sinus surgery here recently from one of my friends. Of course, I think you really had to do that, and I'm glad you got, because that's going to long term be the answer.
Goes, Dr. Murphy, I don't think actually, other than the sinus pressure headaches I was having before the surgery, it's probably been at least 6 months. Or longer since I have had the kind of headaches I was having when I first came to you.
Yeah, and I think part of that was finding your low thyroid, just in some of the issues of the adrenal fatigue that no one, I guess, really ever mentioned to you.
Right.
They kept telling you everything looked good. they told you everything looked good in your blood work and, And of course, the other thing that I'm just so proud of you is that you've lost, I think, 40, 50 pounds. I mean,
45.
You've lost quite a bit of weight. Wow, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, so let me ask you this. 2 years ago, could you imagine that you feel as good as you do today?
Not ever, ever, ever did I have that kind of hope that I could feel that good again. No.
And what's interesting, so Cindy came in, and her daughter happened to come with her, I guess, to kind of give you moral support. And
drive, yes.
Yeah, so she came with you, and she sat there, and she listened to the time. So I went through all your paperwork, and then at the end of that, after I kind of explained to you what I thought was going on and why and what we needed to do, she asked, could she fill out paperwork and become a patient? And
right.
So she's become a patient, and she's done fantastic. She's off
she
all
is.
Of her medications. And
yes, she has done really well. Misty is I was worried more about Misty than I was myself. Of course, we do all of our kids, but I am so, so thankful for her progress. She is, I would say, better than she's been in at least 10 years.
Yeah, I'm so happy she's
being around her and going places with her. I cannot even, I cannot even tell she has fibro problems anymore.
Yeah, fantastic. It's so wonderful to hear that. Well, so what would you want to share with those who are listening tonight or may listen to a replay? What would you want to share with them?
The main thing for me as far as the treatment is just the importance of the natural vitamins and supplements and the importance of finding out and researching and reading your books. Your books helped me tremendously on foods that I should stay away from, and it makes so, so much difference to stay away from those foods.
I think a lot of times people hear that, whether it's me or other doctors who practice kind of like I do, that we treat mainly with over-the-counter vitamins, minerals, supplements, and they hear that and they think, well, I've tried that and it doesn't work. But obviously what we're doing is different. So you can tell a difference to things that we have added and that I've recommended.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know where I would be. I don't know what my health would be like if I had not started this program with you.
Yeah. Well, I feel real blessed to know you. You and Misty have enriched my life, and of course, Juno and Gina, they're just crazy about you. We think you're part of the family, and so you've really blessed my life being a part of it. I'm just so happy you're doing as well as you are, and of course, I expect you just to stay doing well. In fact, you're just getting better and better, I think.
Yes, sir, I think so too, and I want to reiterate again the importance of the work that you do and your staff does. I've never been in a medical office where I was treated and respected as much as I have been there. I mean, because even your staff is so up on doing what is best for you. They're so concerned about making sure you have your vitamins, minerals, and any supplements you're taking, and I've never had a problem, and that means a lot when you are feel as down and depressed as I had gotten.
Well, I'm really lucky to have the people that I have. Juno, who's been with me for a decade, and Gina, which is her daughter, who's been with me for almost as long, and Heather, who's been with me for a number of years. So I'm just very, very lucky. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate you doing so.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and I just want everybody to know, just please do not give up, because there is help, and it's just up to you to get it, because it can just turn your life around.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
So I just want to thank Cindy again. She's just a wonderful person. I mean, you'd have to know her like I do, and her daughter is just as wonderful. And I sincerely mean it. They've really blessed me and my practice just getting to know them. And her daughter is a teacher, and so she's able, as a teacher, to touch a lot of lives. And there was a worry that, she may have to give up her job as well. So just real happy to know that that's never going to be an issue. They're both doing so well. Well, I think when you hear stories like Cindy's, it validates what you're going through. Many times patients feel like they're the only ones that have had this kind of fruitless journey. And it's, it takes on average 12 different doctors in 7 years before you ever get the diagnosis. Now, that's changing, but it's still very much a matter of a very piecemeal kind of approach. So patients will, they'll start sharing their symptoms with their family doctor. The family doctor will do some blood work, tell them everything looks fine. then we're trying to maybe pacify them with some sleep medication or with an antidepressant or something for their nerves to calm them down. And then as this continues to go on and their health starts to go downhill even further, then they may start recommending non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They may then eventually refer them out to a rheumatologist. And I think the rheumatologist is the worst doctor to see for someone with fibromyalgia, because the rheumatologist, number one, they really don't have time for fibromyalgia patients. They've been saddled with being the specialist in fibromyalgia, because initially we thought that it was more of an autoimmune disease. We know now that, that's not the case. Certainly you can have fibro and have autoimmune disease. But most doctors, most rheumatologists, and really most doctors in general, really don't want to see fibromyalgia patients because they don't know what to do with them. They don't have anything for them that really is helpful, at least not long term. And the rheumatologists, what they specialize in is seeing patients with autoimmune diseases, patients with Sjogren's disease, Reiter's disease, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile arthritis. And they're used to seeing these patients, and they put them on medications, strong medications. And the more, the longer they have the patient has the illness, typically the stronger the medications become. Because, and I would just ask you, do you know of a single patient with rheumatoid arthritis that's ever been cured of rheumatoid by seeing a rheumatologist? And their answer is no, because they're treating the symptom. They're treating a symptom of pain, and they're using medications to do that. An overreactive immune system, they're using things like Enbrel and gold salt injections and methotrexate, very, very strong, potentially life-threatening medications, and that's what they're used to doing. And so when someone with fibromyalgia comes in and they're complaining, they've got this laundry list of 17 different complaints, then the rheumatologist who has maybe 7 minutes to spend with you and you've already waited 3 hours to see them, they're going to do some blood work, or maybe they don't even do blood work, but they go ahead and they give you the diagnosis of fibromyalgia. Maybe they review your blood work and see that you don't have an autoimmune disease. Then what they want to do is to get you out of their clinic as quickly as possible. Now, I know this is a sweeping generalization, but having done this for 18 years and heard the stories of literally thousands of patients over that time, this is very typical, trust me. So if you've got one in a million rheumatologists who really goes the extra mile and really tries to help you with looking for the cause instead of treating the symptoms and talks to you about diet and nutrition and about losing weight if you need to, or maybe you have a thyroid issue or they know something about adrenal fatigue, then let me tell you, you're very much in the minority. But for most people, that rheumatology visit ends with them giving you one to a dozen different prescription medications and then telling you to come back in 3 months. And that's really all there is to it. They tell you that you basically you're going to have to learn to live with it. They may suggest that you exercise. They may tell you, you know, to get more sleep, to get more rest, to reduce your stress. Well, you know, you'd like to exercise, but you can't because you don't have any energy. And if you exercise, you find that you have more flares, you have more pain. And you'd love to get more sleep, but the sleep medications that they've recommended don't really work. And as far as getting rest, you've bankrupted your stress coping chemicals over the years, so you have no stress coping hormones or stress coping chemicals to allow you to deal with stress. So stress is incredibly magnified. And even stimulation, any kind of stimulation, whether that's noise or light, mental tasks, I mean, for some individuals, changes in weather sets them off in a flare-up. The thought of getting up in the morning and actually putting on their makeup and getting dressed and doing something as routine as going to the store and shopping, for some people, can send them into a fibromyalgia flare. So for the doctor to tell you that you just need to learn to relax, you need to learn to get more rest, they really don't know what they're talking about. And I think rheumatologists, without a doubt, are the worst doctors for fibromyalgia patients to see. And yet I've got people on my Facebook page, my fan page, who are recommending that that's what you do, is you go see a rheumatologist so they can diagnose you. Well, certainly you want to be diagnosed, because a lot of people, you're thinking that you may be a hypochondriac, because a lot of times doctors kind of make you believe that. They make you feel you're either lazy, crazy, or just depressed, or maybe you are a hypochondriac. And so it is good to go. I mean, a lot of times it just feels good to get that rubber stamp on your forehead that says fibromyalgia. You get validated that you're not crazy, that you really do have this thing, which is real, fibromyalgia. But then there's just really very little in the world of traditional medicine that they can offer you. Lyrica works in 30% of the people who take it, and of the 30% of the people who take it, they see a 50% of those actually see anything above 50% reduction in pain. But meanwhile, it increases your risk for type 2 diabetes. You can gain as much as 20 pounds a month. It sabotages your metabolism, your thyroid. It can cause anxiety, depression, ataxia, which is incoordination, problems with mental clarity, fibro fog, suicidal thoughts. It can affect your pain. It's prescribed for pain, but a lot of people don't even realize is that Lyrica, actually, one of the side effects is it can cause diffuse aching muscle pain. Ambien. That medication is prescribed for sleep. And if you look at the potential side effects of Ambien, it's a mirror image of fibromyalgia, diffuse aching muscle pain, flu-like symptoms, memory, problems with your memory, fibro fog. I mean, that's anxiety, depression. That sounds like fibromyalgia. And so the traditional approach of covering up symptoms, while it can be helpful short-term, long-term, it's typically a disaster for those with fibromyalgia. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to take your questions. So listen to me. If you've got a question here. So if you've got a question, what you'll need to do, you'll need to hit *6. That'll bring you on the line live. And if you will, state your name so I can call you out individually in case I have more than one caller asking a trying to get a question asked at the same time. And don't worry, I'll get to everyone. But But if you will, please, as you come on the line, state your name. And then after you ask your question, once we're through, if you'll make sure you self-mute yourself so we don't get any background noise. And you can do that by hitting *6, or you can just self-mute yourself on your phone. So if you got a question, if you will hit *6, that'll bring you on the line.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Murphy?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hi, this is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
I have a quick question. And
sure.
By the way, you know, my rheumatologist told me that I didn't have the personality to have fibro, so that was my good experience. Would you speak just for a minute on DHEA and really what it is and what it's supposed to do? I'm a little confused about that.
Absolutely. I will, if you'll share with the listeners a little bit about, because you've been on the call before, some people may recognize, but if you'll just share a little bit our history, just real briefly, so people know that we actually are working together.
Okay. Well, I started seeing you about 6 months ago, a little over, and when I came, I was to the point where I didn't want to get out of bed, and my whole body hurt, and just... everything. My depression was terrible, and because I have AFib, I was very limited to what I could take, even though I didn't want to take anything. So I wasn't taking anything for pain and that kind of stuff, so I was really, really down. And then I had the unfortunate experience of seeing a doctor in Florida who put me on a medication, and I ended up being in the hospital for 6 days. I was almost dead because it was affecting my liver so much. So it's been a long struggle to get back, and I am now going out to lunch with friends and going back to our place at the beach and enjoying that. And I still have some days that aren't good, but I know that's part of it. My mornings are still a little bit slow, but I'm sleeping much better, and it's just, it's wonderful. I just can't tell you how pleased I am that I'm where I am.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. I hate to put you on the spot, but it's such a perfect setup. I appreciate you sharing
okay.
that. Yeah, you're such a wonderful person. So to answer your question, to share with you a little about DHEA, what I find in most of my patients is that their stress coping hormone, there's two main stress coping hormones. One is cortisol and the other one is DHEA. Both of those hormones are made and released by the adrenal glands, your stress coping glands, which are two pea-sized glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And the DHEA in particular allows you to have stamina or resistance to stress. So when it's low, you find that stress is magnified. You don't have a lot of resistance to it. You don't have much stamina to it. So little things that may not have bothered you in the past really can take on Herculean status because you don't have that ability to handle that stress. The DHEA is a master hormone, which means that if needed, it will turn into estrogen, progesterone, or testosterone. If your DHEA level is low, you tend to be more anxious. In fact, it's one of the most calming chemicals you can take. DHEA is a real potent anti-anxiety substance. When it's low, your mental clarity can be blunted, so you'll find that you may have cerebral fog. You may find that if it's real low, you really are even being affected with abnormal thinking or abnormal thoughts. It helps your immune system, crucial for your immune system. So my patients with chronic fatigue syndrome who have problems with your immune system, chronic sinusitis or sinus infections, upper respiratory infections, past Epstein-Barr, mono, herpes, they need to have that DHEA level up to optimal levels. DHEA is needed to help you hang on to the happy hormone serotonin, which is also needed to help you to make the sleep hormone melatonin. So it all really goes together there.
Great. Now, it's not really a straight hormone like estrogen, because I came off of that a long time ago. But so it's not like that as such, right?
Well, it can, if your body needs estrogen, you can get it from DHEA.
Okay.
And what we see is as we age, our DHEA levels get lower and lower and lower.
Okay.
And there's research out there that it's the anti-aging hormone. Now, whether that's true or not, that's not why we use it, but it certainly helps to reverse a lot of aging degeneration.
Yeah. Okay. That explains. I went back and read in your book and whatever, but I still had that little question in my mind. So I'm definitely in the aging process. So I want all the help I can get.
You're aging well. Yeah, you're aging very well.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just now going to start on that tomorrow. So
right.
I just had a few questions, and I appreciate your time. So I'll let somebody else get some information. Thank you.
Okay,
have a
great.
Good evening.
Thanks, Peggy. So if you've got a question, you'll need.